I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. The U.S. Secretary of Education says there's a few things the upcoming administration should do to continue the work completed over the last 8 years. I sat down with John King during the Secretary's recent visit to Central Connecticut State University in New Britain. While he stopped short of commenting on what could happen under Donald Trump and his nominee for Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, King did offer some advice for future leaders of the nation's top education post.
The department is a civil rights agency with a responsibility to protect the rights of all students. And we've got to be vigilant to ensure that all students feel safe at school, feel welcome at school, again, regardless of their race or their religion or their sexual orientation or their gender identity. And that's the historic role of the department, protecting our students.
But critics of DeVos say she's more likely to dismantle much of what's been built over the last 8 years than build on it. As a billionaire from a wealthy family, her connections to corporate interests and her expressed desire to teach creationism has many public school advocates concerned. She's also a champion of charter schools and vouchers, which use public money to pay for private schools. Vice President-elect Mike Pence is also an avid voucher proponent, having spent hundreds of millions of public dollars on religious private schools in his home state of Indiana. Concerns have also been expressed about Trump's plan to deport 11 million people who are in the country illegally. This includes over a million children. Many of them are here through a special visa program that advocates worry could be used to identify and deport them under a Trump administration. Secretary King said all students should be supported, including those who might be here illegally.
I think it would be a terrible mistake to go backwards when we know that these students are benefiting from the access to higher education opportunity and employment, and their communities are benefiting because as they develop themselves, they're able to contribute more to the community.
King's visit to Connecticut was his last stop in a tour across the country in which he talked about programs that support at-risk youth and promote equity and opportunity. David DeRoche, WNPR News.